God did not save you only to forgive you. He saved you to build you into something bigger than yourself. He placed you in the body of Christ on purpose. You matter. Your presence matters. Your faith matters. The church is not complete without you.
Welcome to Cell Life Church TV. This week, we are beginning a new teaching series called Built Together, Why the Church Still Matters. In this series, we are going to learn what Scripture teaches about the body of Christ and why Christian community is still essential today.
Before we go deeper, I want to say this clearly. If you are new here, or if you are trying to find your way back to Jesus, you're welcome. We are glad you're here. And if this teaching helps you, we invite you to subscribe to Cell Life Church TV on YouTube or follow us on Facebook and Instagram so you can continue growing with us each week.
Today's teaching is called One Body, Many Parts. We're going to talk about unity in the church and why every believer matters. Let us begin by reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27.
Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
Amen.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul writes that the body is one, but it has many parts. He explains that the human body has many members, but they work together as one. Then he says something powerful. He says, "So it is with Christ." Paul teaches us that the church is like a living body. It is not just a group. It is not just an organization. It is not just a place where people gather on Sunday. The church is the body of Christ. And if you are a follower of Jesus, you are part of that body.
Yes.
Paul also says something that many believers need to hear today. He says that every part matters. The body needs every part. No part can say, I do not belong. And no part can say, I do not need you. This is the foundation for week one of this series.
So one of the first truths we learn from 1 Corinthians 12 is this. God designed the body of Christ on purpose. The church is not an accident. Your place in the church is not random. And your gifts, your personality, your background, your story, and even your struggles can be used by God for his purposes.
Amen.
Some believers feel like they are on the outside. They feel like they do not fit in. They feel like they are not spiritual enough. They feel like they are not important enough. But Scripture does not support that thinking.
Paul says that God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. And that means God did not only choose to save you, he also chose to place you. You may not feel like you have much to offer. You might feel weak. You might feel tired. You might feel like you have failed too many times. But God is not looking for perfect people. Amen.
Thank goodness.
He is building his people together. The body of Christ needs faithful believers who will walk with Jesus day by day.
Sometimes we think our value is based on what we can do. We think our value is based on how visible our role is. We think our value is based on whether people notice us. But in the body of Christ, value is not based on attention. Value is based on God's design.
Amen.
Paul makes it clear that there are parts of the human body that people do not see. But those parts are essential. Without them, nothing works. In the same way, some of the most important work in the church happens quietly. Mm-hmm. Prayer happens quietly. Encouragement happens quietly. Faithfulness happens quietly. Hospitality happens quietly. Serving happens quietly. Caring for someone who is hurting often happens quietly. But the body of Christ cannot function without those faithful parts.
If you have ever wondered if you matter in the church, we want to answer that today with truth. Yes, you matter. You are not an extra part. You are not a backup plan. You are not a burden. You are part of the body of Christ, and God placed you where you are for a reason.
Amen. The second truth we learn today is this. Unity does not require sameness. Now, this is one of the most important lessons for the church right now. Many people think unity means everyone must think the same way about everything. They think unity means everyone must have the same personality. They think unity means everyone must prefer the same style of worship. They think unity means everyone must serve the same way. But that's not what Paul teaches. Paul says the body has many parts, but it is one body. A body is unified, but it is not identical. The hand is not the foot. The eye is not the ear. They are different, but they belong to the same body.
In the body of Christ, God brings together many kinds of people. Some people are bold. Some people are quiet. Some people are leaders. Some people serve behind the scenes. Some people teach. Some people build. Some people give. Some people encourage. Some people pray. God does not call us to erase our differences. He calls us to bring our differences under the lordship of Jesus Christ. This is how unity works. Unity is not sameness. Unity is agreement in what matters most.
Amen. Amen. Now, we agree that Jesus is Lord. We agree that he died for our sins. We agree that he rose again, and we agree that salvation is by grace through faith. We agree that the Word of God is truth, and we agree that we are called to love one another. That is the foundation of unity.
Amen.
Now, Paul also says that we are baptized by one Spirit into one body. That means the Holy Spirit creates unity in the body of Christ. It is spiritual unity, not human agreement on every detail.
So what does unity look like in everyday life? Unity looks like humility. Unity looks like patience. Unity looks like listening. Unity looks like forgiveness. Unity looks like refusing to tear down other believers. unity looks like serving together, even when we are different. Unity does not mean we will always see everything the same way, but it does mean we will choose to love over division. We will choose peace over pride. We will choose to build, not break down. This series is called Build Together, and that matters. The church will not be built through competition. The church will not be built through criticism. The body of Christ is built through love, truth, and shared devotion to Jesus Christ.
Amen. So let me ask you a question, and we would love for you to answer it in the comments. Where do you see God using your gifts to strengthen the body of Christ? Your answer might encourage someone else who is still trying to figure out where they belong. Now, the third truth we learned today is this: every part has a role in strengthening the church. Mm-hmm. Paul teaches that the body works best when every part is doing what it is meant to do. Now, this does not mean everyone has the same role. It means everyone has a role. And one of the dangers in the church is comparison.
Some believers compare themselves to others and feel small. Mm-hmm. They think, I do not preach like that person. I do not sing like that person. I do not lead like that person. I do not know the Bible like that person. I must not be important. But that is not how the body works. Your calling is not supposed to match someone else's calling. Your gift is not supposed to match someone else's gift. Your role might be something simple, but it still can be powerful. Mom. You might be someone who notices people. You might be someone who welcomes newcomers. You might be someone who checks on those who are sick. You might be someone who shares scripture with a friend who is struggling. You might be someone who helps quietly behind the scenes. Do not underestimate what God can do through simple faithfulness.
Amen. Amen. Paul also teaches that the body should care for itself. He says that when one member suffers, all suffer together. And when one is honored, all rejoice together. That is a picture of real Christian community. Mm-hmm. It means we do not ignore people who are hurting. It means we do not celebrate only our own successes. It means we do not live disconnected from one another. We care, we pray, we support, we walk with each other through life.
Amen.
This is one reason the church still matters. Mm-hmm. The world has many forms of connection, but many people still feel alone. The body of Christ is meant to be different. When we live as one body, we become a visible witness of Jesus Christ to the world. And this also means that if you are hurting right now, you do not have to carry everything alone. God often uses the body of Christ to bring strength, comfort, and stability to his people.
Take a moment to reflect on what God is saying to you through this teaching. Have you been feeling disconnected from the body of Christ? Have you been comparing yourself to others and feeling like you don't matter? Have you been ignoring the gifts God has placed in you? Is there someone in your life who needs encouragement and support right now? Ask God to show you where you fit and what steps he wants you to take.
This week, I want to encourage you to take one simple step toward unity and connection in the body of Christ. And here is a practical step you can take. Reach out to one person in your church, cell site, or Christian community and encourage them. You can send a message, you can make a phone call, you can pray for them and tell them you prayed. You can ask how they are doing. You can check in on someone who may feel forgotten. The key here is to connect. Sometimes one small act of encouragement can strengthen the whole body. Mm-hmm. And if you do not currently have a strong Christian community, this week can be your starting point. You can take a step by connecting with a local church or cell site. You can join a Bible study. You can meet with one other believer. You can begin building the kind of relationships that help you grow in faith. Mm. God did not design the Christian life to be lived in isolation.
Amen. As we close today, I want you to remember this truth. You are part of the body of Christ. You matter. You belong. And God can use your life to strengthen His church. Mm. If you needed encouragement today, take heart. Jesus is building His people. He is faithful, and He is still at work in you.
Yes.
If this teaching helps you, we encourage you to share it with someone who needs to hear it. There are people around you who feel alone and disconnected, and this message might be the beginning of hope for them.
Next week, we will continue this series with teaching number 2, Why Christian Community is Essential. We'll talk about fellowship, accountability, and why we grow stronger when we follow Jesus together. Until then, stay rooted in Christ, stay connected to His people, and keep walking forward in faith.
We're glad you joined us today. If God used this message to encourage you, we invite you to continue with another video on your screen and share it with someone else who may be walking a similar journey.